Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat. All right, today's no sweat news. You people. Actually, I kind of like the third story. You might like it, too. We'll get to today's No Sweat News because on Friday, we're giving away free tickets for you to check out Breaking Benjamin and Korn in their only area appearance.
This is a huge show that Robin announced the other day.
Happens to be in Pennsylvania, but Dateline Nebraska for story number one for today's No Sweat News. Police in Lincoln are looking for a guy who tried to open a bank account with a fake $1 million bill.
They don't really print those.
The staff at the Pinnacle Bank branch in Lincoln said the guy walked in 9:30 Monday morning, presented the bill to a teller, and said, "I'd like to open a bank account, please, with my $1 million bill."
What a jackass.
Now, when the staff said, "Excuse me, sir, that's $1 million. That's not real." He said, "Yes, it is. How dare you?" And he took his $1 million bill and he walked out.
Right.
So now police are reviewing the security footage from the bank because they want to perform a well check on the MF-er because they think he might be nuts.
Would it have the Monopoly guy on it?
Right. Now, if by chance you like this idea and would like to try it yourself, here's a little tip for my budding counterfeiter listeners. You know who you are. The biggest bill printed by the U.S. Treasury is the $10,000 bill.
Really?
Yeah, you'll have to figure out for yourself which president is on it.
I got to Google that one.
So next time, just make a $10,000 bill. You have a better shot. How about this story? Boy, what a crazy Halloween weekend it was for Sidney Wolf of Marshall University, Dateline, West Virginia. For story number two, she dressed up as Carrie in her Halloween costume, went to a Halloween thing over the weekend. She was dressed up as Carrie, you know, from the movie Carrie, sure, which included blood everywhere on her dress, on her face, and her caked in her hair and so forth. But on the way home from the party, she totaled her car.
Oh.
And when the first responders showed up, they said, "Oh, my God, she's dead."
What?
Well, her makeup was still on from the party.
What a great costume.
They were like, "Oh, we got a fatal here." And then when she came, when she said, "No, I'm not dead," they said,
I'm glad she's okay.
Oh, she's perfectly fine. The airbags worked. You know, cars these days are safer than they've ever been. That's why they collapse on us, to keep, you know, the car gets wrecked, but the person doesn't.
But her costume was so good that she even tricked the paramedics.
The paramedics thought she was dead, but she's fine.
Thank God for
and
that.
And now you can pick your, you can't pick your neighbors, right?
No.
Well, Dateline, Tennessee for story number three. Six people who have been friends since they were kids decided they wanted to buy a giant patch of land and make their own neighborhood so they could pick their own neighbors. And that's exactly what they did. They pooled their money and bought 32 acres of farmland outside of Nashville, Tennessee. They built six big houses, split the costs of getting things like power and plumbing sent out there. And now they have their own neighborhood.
Look at that.
Huh?
That is beautiful.
Six families, so it's six buddies from high school or grade school, their spouses, their 17 kids all together.
That is awesome.
You can pick your neighbors.
Look at that. They got their own community.
Yeah.
That's cool as hell.
That is the No Sweat News for today, Wednesday, October 30th. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz, which will feature your chance to see Breaking Benjamin and Korn in a tour that they just announced on the first night of the tour.
And if you miss any of it, check out WRET.com.
Yeah, the podcast page on the left side nav bar, WRET.com. It's got all the No Sweat News episodes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.